I'm going to ask any of the children if they want to come up to the front now. Usually Trevor, over the years, has done a little lesson with the boys and girls, but I'm doing it this morning, so don't be shy. You're welcome to come up to the front, but if you don't want to, that's okay as well. I'll not force you to come and sit somewhere you don't want to sit. But any of the young people want to come up to the front, I want to speak to you just for a short while this morning about a great man of God whose name was Hudson Taylor. And Hudson Taylor was a great missionary and served the Lord for many, many years. Far, far from Northern Ireland and far from his homeland in England, he served the Lord in the land of China. And we're just going to be learning about Hudson Taylor over the next few Lord's days. Now, whenever Hudson Taylor was a little boy of just 5 years of age, some of his earliest memories were sitting around the dinner table every night, or maybe the breakfast table, or on the Sunday afternoons on the Lord's Day, around the table, and as the family met together to eat and to dine together and to fellowship together, just around the table, often Mr. Taylor, Hudson's father, would begin to talk about China. He'd heard all about China. He'd heard all about this great land. It's a vast land, hundreds of thousands of people all living in China, different culture from ours, different in appearance from we are, and many of them never had heard the gospel before. And he used to talk about how they were so blessed in England to be able to go to church and have men open up the Word of God, the Bible, and tell people about the Savior that died upon the cross. But he was concerned about this country called China. And as little Hudson Taylor began to listen to his dad talking about China, he piped up one day and said, "Dad, I'm going to go to China someday, and I'm going to become a missionary. And I'm going to tell all those Chinese people about God and about the Bible, and I'm going to tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm going to go to China to become a missionary." Boys and girls, I wonder, whenever we meet around our tables, maybe at tea time or at lunchtime on a Sunday afternoon, I wonder what we talk about. And I wonder, Mum and Dad, what we talk about and what we tell our children. And I wonder what sort of influence we have upon them. But whenever little Hudson Taylor heard about China, he says, "I'm going to become a missionary." And boys and girls, whenever I was a little boy, I can remember going one Sunday morning to church. And a missionary was standing in the service and telling the congregation about the mission field and about all the things that they had seen and all the things that they had done. And I can remember this really spoke to me as a little boy. I wasn't yet a Christian, but it spoke to me. And I can remember during that week, Granny was round at the house and Mum and Dad were there too. There was something special on in the home. And I piped up and I says, "Everybody, I'm going to be a missionary." And I remember going into the kitchen and opening a cupboard where Mum kept all the empty shopping bags and going upstairs and putting my jammies into the shopping bag and thinking, well, if I'm going to be a missionary, I'm going to need my pajamas and Teddy, he's going to have to come too. And lifting the Bible and putting it in and then going in to the biscuit tin and getting some biscuits and putting them in as well. And then getting a little bag that used to have sweeties in it and going to Mum and Dad and Granny as well and saying, "I'm going to the mission field and I'm going to need some money." And I remember Granny opening up her purse and getting about 5p and giving it to me, and Mum and Dad giving me a few pence as well, and sitting down in this chair, and I think at about 13p, and this bag with my jammies and biscuits and Monkey and Teddy in it, and I was going to go to the mission field. And that's what Hudson Taylor did. He wasn't a Christian either. And he said, "I'm going to go to the mission field to tell people about God and about the Lord Jesus Christ." And maybe somebody here this morning will do the same. You'll say, "Well, I want to serve God and I want to tell others about God and about the Savior." Now, Hudson Taylor's parents, Mr. and Mrs. Taylor, before Hudson was ever born, they prayed that their little boy or their little girl that was going to be born into the world would come to know the Lord and would serve the Lord. But whenever Hudson was born, he was a very, very small little boy. And he never really was all that big or strong. And he was always quite weak and sickly. And he wasn't just as strong or as fit, as healthy as other boys and girls would be. And at that time, his mother and father thought, there's no way little Hudson will ever be able to go to the mission field and serve the Lord. Maybe if we have more children, some of them could go. But Hudson, he's too small and he's too sickly. But boys and girls, the Bible says that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. And the Bible says that God chooses the weak things. And people that maybe don't think they're big and strong or fit or even healthy, or maybe not gifted intellectually, or maybe aren't as good as some other people, God can still use people that are weak and poor and needy. Now, Hudson didn't go to school until he was 11 years of age. He missed out on so much because he didn't enjoy good health. And so his mum and dad, they just taught him at home. They were intelligent people and they were able to teach him about maths and about Latin. But most of all, they were able to open the Bible every day and read through the scriptures and tell Hudson Taylor about a Saviour that had died upon a cross and shed his precious blood. And boys and girls, you know, mums and dads as well, the Bible says that if you train up a child in the way that he should go, when he is old, he shall not depart from it. Proverbs 22 and verse number 6. And at this time, Hudson Taylor, he didn't know the Lord. He didn't come to know the Lord until a little bit later on. But they believed the promises of God. And they just told little Hudson all about the Lord. And Hudson Taylor loved to read himself. He loved to read the stories from the Bible. But he also liked to read adventure stories as well. And books about explorers and soldiers and pioneers and all these different things. And one night, whenever Hudson Taylor wanted to go to bed, he says, well, you know, whenever Mum puts me to bed and she tucks me in, she always takes the oil lamp away with her and I'm left in the darkness. But he was reading this wonderful adventure story and he says, I'm going to read this story, but I'm going to have to try and light up the room some way. So I know where Mum keeps the old candle ends and I'm going to get them and I'm going to put them into the pocket of my dressing gown and I'm going to take them up the stairs and I'm going to light them and I'm going to read this big book under the bed. And just as he was going in to gather the candle ends, as it were, there was a knock at the door. And a friend of his dad's came in, big man, came in and sat down at the fire. And little Hudson said, I'm about to go to bed. And this big man just grabbed him and says, son, come and sit on my knee. And Hudson Taylor, he didn't want to be ignorant or unpolite. And so he sat on this big man's knee. Now, whenever I was a little boy, my dad had some friends through work from Norway. And one was a big man called Hank. And Hank was about 6'7". And he must have weighed about 20 stone. He was built like a tank. And this big man would sometimes, maybe once or twice a year, would come over in business to Ireland, Northern Ireland here. And he would come into our home. And he would come, and I'd be getting ready for bed. And he would come and plop me up and set me on his big knee. And I never wanted to say, I'm scared of this big man. And you just sit and nod your head. And that's what Hudson Taylor did. He sat on this big man's knee, right beside the open fire. And all the while, Hudson Taylor could feel the hot flames just of the fire. And of course, the candle ends in his dressing gown pocket. And he began to get worried. These candles are going to melt. And he wriggled and he began to squirm. And eventually he says, good night, sir. And he ran upstairs. And his mum came up after him. And there's Hudson Taylor. And he's standing. And he reached into the pocket. And all the candle ends had melted. And there was nothing but grease in his pocket. And his mum realized what he was doing. And he felt so sad and so ashamed. Maybe it wasn't something that we would see as being particularly bad or wicked or evil or naughty. But he had gone and disobeyed his mum and disobeyed his dad. And he had taken these candles that didn't belong to him. And now he'd been found out. Boys and girls, the Bible says, be sure your sin will find you out. But most of all, he knew that his mum loved him. And he felt so sorry that he'd dishonored his mother. And the Bible says that we're to honor our fathers and our mothers. Because Hudson Taylor's mum and dad, they loved him so much. And you know, there's no greater love in all the world, apart from the love of God, than the love of a godly father or a godly mother. Never despise that and despise your upbringing. And don't be like little Hudson Taylor, who got so caught out because he disobeyed his mum and disobeyed his dad. Now, next week, God willing, we'll learn a little bit more about Hudson Taylor. Maybe ask you a question or two, and if you can answer them, who knows, but you might get a few sweeties. But thank you for coming up to the front. We'll let you go down now and sit with your parents again. Okay, thanks, boys and girls, so much for coming up to the front.